Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy is in the studio with me. CJ is not. He's actually hanging out with Sammy Hagar today. How about that? Is that something? Hey, Sammy Hagar is having his big birthday bash at the Cabo Wabo and Cabo San Lucas, and him and our buddy Richie is over there. We're going to try to connect with him and see if we can get him on the show. But, you know, he's been sampling tequila.
Oh, God.
He has been checking out the local diving in the area, but I'm not sure if we're going to be able to connect with him or not, because he might be more focused on the tequila as opposed to talking to us.
Hello? Wait.
Is that him? Is that Curly? Curly, are you with us? Come in from Cabo.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
There he is. CJ is with us from Cabo San Lucas and Sammy Hagar's birthday. How's things going there, buddy?
It's going pretty good. We're having a little lunch, quick bite to eat on the beach, and then we're heading down to the Cabo Wabo Cantina.
Yeah, and for people who don't know, Sammy Hagar, you know, a famous rock star, has his big birthday bash one weekend every year, and this is the weekend. And you actually have to win tickets to even buy them, and that's what happened with you guys. So you're down there and taking in the sights, looking at the water. You attempted to jump out there and do some diving, CJ, or what?
I definitely am. It looks gorgeous.
Yeah, but no such luck
yet. It's really hard for a guy like me to stay dry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, I talked to him before the show, and he said he had looked at, he drove by a couple dive shops down there. So they do have some of that going on, but I think you're focused more on a different type of liquid that interferes with your diving activities, which might be tequila.
Yeah, that's...
Is that what you're focused on?
It's not on the agenda today because I've already just took my first couple sips of our afternoon beverage cocktail.
Yes.
And tomorrow, perhaps. Who knows?
Tomorrow, perhaps. Okay. And
tomorrow will be pool day for sure.
Okay.
At least. Now, you can't dive off the beach where our hotel is because the waves are so strong.
Yeah.
They don't crash until they hit right at the beach, and they're monsters. You couldn't even surf them.
Really? So no beach diving going on out front of the Cabo Wabo?
No, it's very steep. It just goes right off, straight drop off, and they break right on the sand.
Interesting. Okay.
4 foot swells.
Like 4 or 5 foot swells, easy.
And that keeps the drunks from wandering off into the water anyway, probably, as well. Just throws them back on
the
beach.
Well, it keeps them from coming back.
Yeah.
They could just go off never to be heard from again.
Well, okay, there's that. So you can do that. But yeah, I mean, it sounds like quite an event. I can't wait to hear all about it next week. I will warn you, CJ, Bubble Boy told me that he had gotten a text from the drunken sailor who was on your trail.
What?
That's right, man.
He had heard that you were going down there to celebrate Sammy Hagar's birthday and hopped on a plane and headed your way. So he could be sighted.
Well, I haven't seen him yet.
You haven't seen him yet.
But if I do, I'll try to steer clear.
Okay. He'll be the one with the scuba radio hat on.
Or should I tell him? Should I have him call in?
You know what? If you find him, I guess it'd be interesting to figure out how the heck he got from the Gomez Hilton all the way down to Cabo San Lucas for Sammy Hagar's thing.
Surely, quite a ways.
Yeah.
We are 1,000 miles south of San Diego.
Yeah. He doesn't have any tickets to the event, so I'm guessing he's going to try to find you and weasel in somehow. Take care of a doorman so he can get in the back way or something. I'm not sure what his plan is.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he knows somebody.
Well, maybe. Before he left, Greg, he was mentioning something about a mule and drugs and something. I'm not sure.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Well, there that could happen. Well, CJ, report back fully next week. Enjoy your adventure and tell Sammy Hagar we said hi, okay?
Okay. Adios, amigos.
Adios. There you go, CJ, down there at, he's at the, Cabo Wabo Cantina. That is a big event. That is so cool. And I wish I was there. But we got stuff to talk about. We got diving stuff to talk about. By the way, we are on Facebook Live today, and that's going to be going strong. We got a new camera. You can see Bubble Boy right over there.
Oh,
if you're
God.
Looking right there on Facebook. That's him. That really is him.
Thanks for telling me, Greg. I would have picked my nose earlier.
Well, I think we got that. I zoomed in. But we got a new camera for Facebook Live. Also, a little bit later on, you're going to hear from Rachel from Explorer Adventures. She's going to come on the show, and then she's going to hang out in Facebook Live on the chat room if you have some more questions for her and about liveaboard diving. She's going to be in there to man the room, woman the room? I don't know. She's going to be there to answer questions. Simple as that.
Facilitate.
Okay, we'll go with that. And so she'll be able to, get more in depth with liveaboard diving than beyond the segment we have on the air today. But we have a bunch of people connected via the web. We got Barry the Bugger. Barry, how are you, buddy?
I'm fine. How y'all doing today?
All right. So Barry's with us. We have Walt DeMartini from the Gomez Hilton, who evidently was he the one who alerted you that the drunken sailor was heading.
Yes.
Walt, did you know about this? Did you know the drunken sailor was headed to Cabo San Lucas or no?
Well, what do you? When I didn't have that aroma around the house, I had to start looking, and I saw all these manuals on Mexico or bust.
Oh,
and
wow.
I figured that's where he was going.
That was a sign. Okay, and so we got Walt with us, Jerry the Diver Guy as well. Jerry, how are you doing there,
What's
buddy?
What's going on, everybody?
He's in high ground. Did that Hurricane Michael come up through your way at all, Jerry, or no?
No, you didn't
have any of that. You were high up in the mountains of Virginia anyway. So.
But I'm freezing my bejeebers off.
Okay. Well, that was information we didn't need, but thanks for sharing anyway. Also, we got Casey, the tobacco nut from the tobacco
hunt. Hey, Greg, how's it going?
How you doing, buddy? Are you guys doing your new location? Yeah, okay, wait. First off, before you ask me about the drunken sailor, are you at your new location today? Did I read something? You're opening up a new place or something?
Well, yeah, I opened it up a couple months ago, but it's finally pretty much filled. I've still got some room in the humidor, but we're working on it.
Okay. I guess it was just like maybe that's what you're announcing, like, hey, we got everything in place finally or something. Okay, but what about the drunken sailor? What were you going to say?
Well, he stopped by here and he had me give him some really cheap cigars, and he said he wrapped in plastic. So I'm not sure what he's doing. He might be peddling those off as Cubans on the beach or something.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time. And
sure,
and as far as wrapping things, are you sure he was talking about cigars? I'm just saying.
He just had me give him a roll of Visqueen and some tape. That's all I know.
All right. Well, I don't know. CJ, better be careful.
Shovel.
Yeah. That sand is kind of soft down there in Cabo. He just dig a big hole, throw him in there.
I just wonder how he got there. Did he float through the Panama Canal to get there or what?
Well,
an inner tube, yes.
On an inner tube?
Yeah.
I thought he got an airplane ticket.
No. CJ?
No, the drunken sailor.
The drunken sailor? No. He floated all the way across the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, that is impressive.
He lives under Walt's dock, so.
Yes.
He used Hurricane Michael to slingshot himself over there.
Okay.
Well, I heard he got a job with the cruise ships. He goes around to the bars and drinks all the overpour down in the bucket.
Huh. That can be substantial.
Don't have to dump it overboard.
Yes. Most people look at that as like bilge water. He looks at that as like a free drink. So
that's a gourmet cocktail.
Maybe.
Well, that way these ships don't get charged for dumping in the ocean. He does all the cleansing for them.
There you go.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, maybe that's it. Well, I got a lot of stuff talk about that's a little bit more focused on diving. We're going to get to that. And once again, we're going to have Rachel from Explorer Ventures here in just a bit. We have some big news to share, though, because I was doing a little family vacation last week, and I brought back a gift to everybody from a cruise I took up in the Northeast.
Black Clap.
No diving because it was too cold. I went up there to watch the leaves change color.
Oh.
That was a cruise. Basically, I got on a cruise ship that was basically like a, you know, floating retirement home. But I digress. I did get a lot of cool pictures of me pointing like, ooh, on an orange leaf. Ooh, a red leaf. Ooh, look at this yellow leaf. So I got a lot of those, and maybe I'll post them on Facebook if, you know, I'm really
bored.
Greg,
was that the cruise with the newlyweds and the almost deads?
Yeah, there were a lot of the second of the latter, for sure. God help you if you got behind a group of them on the way to the buffet line. But
Greg was the younger group there.
Yes,
Greg
was.
Wow. Right in.
Yeah, hell, you're a liar. But I did bring back a gift. It's a home of you know, Maine lobster. We're going to talk a little bit about that and then some next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
These people sound like they're yodeling underwater.
Underwater, 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 underwater.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio with me. Also, we got Jerry the Diver Guy, Walty Martini, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and of course, Barry the Bugger, the man behind the lobsters down there in South Florida today. We're going to talk a little bit more about lobsters because I brought, you know, where I learned a little bit about the Maine lobsters. I ate a couple. But I learned about them as I was cruising up the northeast coast last week, and I brought a gift back for everybody, and we're going to have a little experiment on the air. Actually, I was up in Canada, which is Rachel's neck of the woods, right, Rachel? She's from Explore Ventures, but you live where in Canada, or where are you about up there?
I live on the west coast, just north of Vancouver, actually.
Okay, so you were a little further away from where I was, but... You know, she's a Canuck.
A lot further away, Greg.
Yes, I guess.
A lot further
just a
away.
Tad. But do they have lobster over there where you are or no, Rachel, by the way, just
giant,
for the record?
Giant crab.
Giant crabs. Okay. I didn't have any giant crabs, but I did have some Maine lobster, and I brought back a little gift You can see it on the Facebook Live video right now, but it's called, it was when we were in Bar Harbor. So before we got into Canada, we were in Bar Harbor.
Bar Harbor.
But I brought back this stuff called lobster poop.
Lobster.
Which are cherry sour candy drops that you buy in Bar Harbor. Have you ever had those, Rachel? Or you avoid them like the plague?
No, and I haven't even heard of them. They sound interesting.
Really? Well, we're going to taste them live on the radio and find out if Bubble Boy lives or dies.
That's why you brought me on the show today.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot.
My human test subject. If he eats it and survives after 5 minutes, then I'll try one. But I digress. Let's focus on liveaboard diving because Rachel is she's one of the big guns there with Explorer Ventures, and she does this quite a bit. Rachel, first off, how you been? You been doing any diving lately on any of the boats, or you just been sticking close to home and talking about it all the time?
I've been talking about it mostly just recently. Actually, last time I was down there, I was with you on board for that last trip in Saba St. Kitts.
Yes. Well, we got another one coming up in December. Maybe you'll have to come out and join us for that one, too. But that will be the Christmas in the Caribbean adventure we have planned with Explorer Ventures in the Turks and Caicos. Have you been there a few times? Yeah, you used to work. Did you work on that boat at one time or no?
The Turks and Caicos, I didn't actually work on. I've worked on Caribbean Explorer 1 when it was in the Bahamas in around 2007. And I've worked on Caribbean Explorer 2 as well because I'm a dive instructor. So
well, there you go.
I've been around a bunch of the boats.
All right. Well, so that sounds like a good excuse for you to go out again. We're going to be doing that December 8th through the 15th. You're going to call Explorer Ventures and join us for that little adventure. That's going to be fun. And plus, we got the Christmas element in there, too. So instead of the snow, the wind, and the crappy weather, you exchange the snow for sand, sun, and just the time of your life. This is the way to go. But so you got that. Mark that on your calendars. Join us for that particular Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. But you can do all of them. And you guys actually have some cool promotions going on right now, specifically the photo contest. So let's talk about this. What are you guys doing exactly with this monthly photo contest?
Well, the monthly photo contest, as it says, it's monthly. It runs new the start of the beginning of each month. So we're halfway through October's. And it's a chance for our past guests to win a gift certificate towards their next trip or towards onboard charges if they already have a trip booked. So they just showcase their favorite photos that they've taken on a trip with us. It can be any time that they have joined us. And then it's actually up to the public and other divers to vote for their favorite images. So nice. It's pretty much run by the public and other divers. And you can enter up to three times every month. So you have a lot of chances to win.
Well, there you go. And you know, when you go out on one of these liveaboard adventures, that's one of the things you want to do is play with a camera. More than likely, I would say at least 75% of the divers have a tendency to bring something like that down with them, whether it's a GoPro or they have a real underwater camera or even a little disposable thing. I mean, but and then you see people actually taking their iPhones down underwater now. So it's really easy to capture some images. And so you don't have to be a pro. You just got to be lucky and get one of those cool shots and you post it up there. And next thing you know, you win a cool prize, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's up to how much the entry is also shared and voted for. Last month, we actually had some pretty steep competition. There was two photos that were head-to-head almost all of the month, so it's really up to how much you're sharing with friends and family as well.
Yes, and once again, what can they win if they win that contest?
It's a $200 gift certificate towards any destination, actually. So depend whether they want to go to Indonesia or Galapagos or any of our Caribbean vessels, they can use the gift certificate toward that. Or if they've already got a trip booked, towards onboard purchases.
Excellent. All right. So also, if you go to exploreventures.com, you can get access or, you know, the blog posts are up there. Or is that on Facebook? I'm not sure, actually, now that I think about
it. Yeah, under our website, so exploreventures.com, there is a drop down that goes to latest news. That's where our blog posts are. And right underneath that is the monthly photo contest. You can see the entries or vote or enter on that tab as well.
Well, I'll tell you.
And it's on Facebook, too.
Okay, because I questioned it, because I know one of the blog posts that you posted up recently, it talks about St. Martin and what the crew does on their day off. And I'm like, wow, can we share this? And You know?
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. You can definitely share that. Yeah,
okay.
The crew have been working hard recently on, we had a little bit of a refit going for Caribbean Explorer 2. And the crew had some time off and they had a chance to explore. So we thought we'd share some of their favorite places. So that's on that blog post.
Well, there you go. And it's the good stuff. Not like the stuff that I've been involved with when we ended up in St. Martin after that trip. There were things that definitely would not want to show up on the internet. You hear what I'm saying? But that had nothing to do with the crew. It had more to do with my crew. But we'll leave that one alone. It's stuff like what they got to do as far as stocking the boats, where they go to just hang out, have a beer after, you know, they get some time off in between trips and things like that. It might give you some ideas on what you can do when you're doing some traveling down in that neck of the woods. Like, you know, if you want to board the CX2 down there and bounce between St. Kitts and St. Martin for that itinerary, not only can you learn about that, but there are some fall travel deals going on right now. Is that right?
Yeah, we have one that's actually starting, well, it's ending next week. So it's for the October 20th trip on Caribbean Explorer 2. But the one that's just a little bit further out is the Turks and Caicos is having, there's one on November 24th to December 1st that week. And you actually have a chance, you can save up to $500 off your trip and get free nitrox for the week.
Sweet. You know, and Turks and Caicos was just voted best diving, or they got one of the best diving videos on Scuba Diving Magazine. There's some stuff up there. Of course, you got the Green Fins Initiative, you know, the environmental efforts that they're making at Explore Ventures. A lot of stuff going on at exploreventures.com, but the best way to experience it all is just book a trip. Call them up, 1-800-322-3577. Now, Rachel's going to hang out on Facebook Live in the chat room there, answer your more in-depth questions about liveaboard diving. So join her there, and we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Thanks, Rachel. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Scuba
Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Thanks to Rachel from Explorer Ventures for joining us there as she is in Facebook Live right now. We got the video going. You can see myself. You can see Bubble Boy, which, you know, we apologize to you in advance for that. But Rachel is in the chat room there at Facebook Live to answer all your liveaboard questions. Now, we are so feel free to take advantage of that opportunity, by the way, because that really is the way to dive if you can do it. And Explorer Ventures has many, many options, way more than we could cover here on any given show here on the broadcast. But we got a couple stories we got to dive into, but we got to try this lobster poop. Are you ready there, Bubble Boy? Are you ready to actually sample this and see if you live? I'll try one.
Did you soak them in vodka first, like I told you to?
Well, you know, no, I did not. I just, but they're fresh. I just opened up the, actually, these were on the counter, and they had them half off because they had been sitting there for a year or two. But here, go ahead. This is lobster poop from Bar Harbor, Maine. It calls it cherry sour candy. But this is what lobster evidently poop.
Good.
Cherry sour candy. Red.
That's really good.
Really? It's good?
Yeah.
You're not just saying that?
Mm-mm.
I can eat one now?
Mm-mm. No, you can eat one. They're really good.
All right, let me try a lobster poop. You can only buy this stuff in Bar Harbor, Maine, evidently, or up there where they have these Maine lobsters. I look for the stone lobsters that we had on a couple weeks ago, you know? They were infusing them with marijuana before they kill them to kind of, you know, like, oh, hey, man, yeah, oh, what are you, boiling pot? Oh, yeah, it's a hot tub. Put me in there. Thinking that'd be more humane for the lobster. I couldn't find them.
You think they put them on morphine or something?
Yeah, no. But let's try a lobster poop. Mmm. Oh, tasty.
Told you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Lobster poop. Who wants one? Well, there's only me and you in the studio.
I'll eat a whole bag.
But if you go up to Maine or Bar Harbor, you got to say Bar Harbor.
Bar Harbor.
Bar Harbor. And you can try some lobster poop. The ultimate souvenir, other than the lobster itself, which I had two or three of them while I was up there. Are they better than the Florida spiny lobster?
No.
It's tough. It was a tough call.
Really?
But it'd be fresh. If they're fresh, I don't know. I'll take either one.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. You're listening to Scuba Radio. 20 years.
Make that 21 now.
And still sucking.
You suck.
On air.
Hey. Hey, come on. That sting.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio. The world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau. They all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below. If you want to stay in the know.
You ever think about that? I didn't know.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio. Let's go!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy is in the studio with me. We got Jerry the Diver Guy. We got Walt D. Martini. We got Barry the Bugger. Casey the Tobacco Nut with us as well. Full crew with the exception of CJ, who went to Cabo San Lucas to celebrate Sammy Hagar's birthday.
You think he'll bring us back a signed guitar?
You know, I doubt it. He could care less about us. But what is this? Do I get a phone call? Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
That is the hotline. And I recognize that number. It looks like it could be.
Before you hear it.
Yeah, the Drunken Sailors could be on the line. Is this you, Drunken Sailor? Drunken Sailor, come in. Drunken Sailor, are you there? Drunken Sailor, can you hear me? Hello? Yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, he's speaking Spanish, evidently. Hola. How did you find CJ? How did you find him? And what are you doing in Cabo San Lucas?
How did who find who?
This might be his call from Mexican prison.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, what are you doing there, Drunken Sailor? What are you doing down in Mexico? Wait. Hey, it just disconnected. Uh-huh. But right before that, it was on Facebook Live. I saw that. I saw a baton swing, and wow.
Yeah, he's in Mexican jail needing pesos for bond.
Okay, yep. I don't think we want to.
At least he may bring us back something instead of lobster poop.
Yeah, he might bring
poop.
Us back a bottle of
Yeah,
something.
We didn't get anything.
What did you know? You got lobster poop.
He'll bring tsunami
lobster poop.
Yeah, when you guys.
You were supposed to catch lobster.
When you guys come to the. I didn't have to catch them. They already had caught them for me.
Caught them for you?
Yeah, there you go. They caught them for me, and then that way I was able to, just sit there and enjoy them. They took them out of the pot and put them in a boiling thing of water right there in front of us. So they were very fresh. But that would have been way too much trouble, and they would not have been. Fresh enough for you guys to eat. I wouldn't want to subject you to,
Now, you were supposed to go on a lobster boat and catch the lobster and manhandle
Well, I did the next best thing. You know, once again, that wouldn't keep. If you're not going to have fresh lobster, why bother? So I
if
brought you back.
If you'd have done the best thing, you would have tucked us with you.
Well, no, I'm going to, you guys have busy lives. You don't have time.
I've been here, and the mail person and the UPS has been here, and I haven't seen any lobster poop.
Well, no. What I was saying, I brought it to the studio, so next time you guys come to the studio, this stuff keeps for years. I mean, this Bar Harbor lobster poop was
Every
on the...
Every time I come to that studio, anything you've saved for me has been smoked, eaten, or drank.
Yeah, I'm looking at the bag. Literally, it says best used by 4/23/2017. See, you got years of
Bubble Boy's still alive.
Yeah, did it really I tell brings you? Out the taste.
Yeah, it was. They will sell no lobster poop before it's time. So it's aged.
It's time,
which may explain why it was
it's
half
an
off.
Aged tsunami.
Yeah, it was in the bargain bin there at the checkout counter. One of the tourist hotspots, but I don't know, lobster poop is, Bubble Boy liked it, and I will say it had a a cherry blast of flavor that kind of, you know, it was a party in your mouth.
I do like the Cuban cigars you brought back from Cuba better, though.
You do like that better than the lobster poop. Oh, yeah. You know, the thing is, this is Maine lobster poop from Bar Harbor. Why aren't they selling Florida spiny lobster poop in South Florida, Barry, bugger?
Our lobsters don't poop.
You don't think?
No. They are much better than that.
What do you mean? Well, they got to do something.
They're just very efficient. Anything they eat is completely used for growth or for energy. There's nothing left to poop.
I know you are a liar. So
we have poopless lobster.
If you
in
say
South
so,
Florida.
Well, I know that's not true because you got to clean them. You got to clean the.
That's poop.
What do you mean that's poop? Of course,
they call that some kind of vein or something.
Well, that's the digestive tract vein that you clean on a Florida spiny lobster.
That's been poop all this time. I've been playing with. Vein.
What have you been thinking? It was like the fertility thing from a conch or something.
A big artery or a vein or something like that. Now you're telling me I've been sticking antennas up their yahoo and pulling their poop out.
Hoo ha, yeah.
Hoo ha, whatever.
Yes, yeah. That's how you clean them. You know that.
No wonder you always have me do it.
Well, yeah. I don't want to touch the poop. It's gross. I'd rather eat it. I mean, that didn't sound right either.
What do you do with an antenna and not, you know, like suck heads like crawfish?
Like crawfish?
Oh, no.
Well, I don't think they bother with crawfish, do they? You just twist them open and suck the heads and eat the tail or something. They don't clean out that stuff, do they? I don't think they do on a crawfish.
I think put them in a freshwater tank to purge themselves.
Is that what it is? Well, maybe that's the case. All right. Enough disgusting talk about lobster dew. I will say these Bar Harbor lobster poops are pretty tasty cherry morsels of fun. You want some Bubble Boys retake? Give me more! Don't eat them all. We got to save them for the crew when they come to the
studio.
You guys
better hurry up.
They may not last.
Dude, I got two.
Hey, okay.
Give them to Bubble Boy like feeding a dolphin. Kind of throw him one, see if he can catch it.
Yeah, okay. We could teach him tricks with this.
He works for poop.
But you know why?
Delicious
poop. I'm telling you what, this could be a thing, Barry. You might want to open up a business down there in South Florida. If they got them up there in Maine, why not just start a business like this for Florida and the Florida spiny lobster do?
Yeah, I'll just set up a little area where we can collect the poop.
I think the idea is to make it a candy morsel of goodness. I don't think you really want to use.
What flavor are we going to use for South Florida if we already have cherry for up in Maine?
Well, yeah. Because
oranges.
Oranges?
Yeah, it could be key lime. Mm. Key lime poop.
Key lime.
Key lime.
Yeah, that's
yeah, good. Orange. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Key lime, saltwater taffy, alias Florida lobster poop.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. There's your idea. Feel free to take and run with it or file it away in the other million-dollar ideas that we've never came up
with. Can I put Greg's face on the package?
I'm not a lobster. I'm a lobster slayer.
Yeah, well, that would be it. You know, that nice picture you have, you're holding the trident. You're in your nautical glowing outfit there. The one with all the scales.
This poop came from all the lobsters Greg killed.
Well, okay. I was going to say. I didn't know. You're not talking about mine. I thought, what do you mean? You're going to sell my dew? No, you're not.
No. The lobsters you caught.
That's just not great.
The lobsters that I've scared the poop out of is now in a bag of
remnants
in a bag of candy.
Of the lobster slayer's rampage.
Yeah, okay. It sounds like a terrible idea, which is what we do here at Scuba Radio. But here's another one, if that weren't enough. Have you guys heard about this this program to promote promote fish, I guess, is what they're trying to do. Fish love. Have you guys ever heard of fish love?
I love to eat fish.
Well, I mean...
I've heard it makes a little baby fish.
All right. Well, in an effort to save... I knew I shouldn't ask the question. In an effort to save the oceans from overfishing... one photo at a time, there's this group out of the UK that started this campaign called Fish Love. And the idea is to have celebrities take naked pictures of themselves with fish. And, really? Yeah, and evidently, this is about gaining publicity for ocean conservation and stuff like that. And it's been going on for a few years. Not very effective because this is the first time I heard about it.
Is that a swordfish in the picture, Greg?
That is a swordfish of a young lady.
Wow.
Supposedly she's a celebrity. I don't recognize her, but it doesn't really matter.
Is there a calendar we could all get on?
I don't know. It's fishloveco.uk.
Why not just play like romantic music underwater?
Well, you could do that, but that wouldn't go along with what these people started, which was, you know, pictures of celebrities naked with fish, you know, covering their, you know, private parts or whatever, I guess. You know, public, you know, it's a PETA kind of thing. It's very interesting and kind of disturbing at the same time. But I'm thinking, golly, you know, everybody's jumping on this bandwagon, whether it's, you know, PETA, they do a thing like that with fur and stuff like that. And
does that mean they play the Air Supply song?
Oh, God.
Making love out of nothing at all?
Oh, maybe, maybe. We'll explore this more next.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For ReefSafe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, ReefSafe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. ReefSafe. For more info, go to ReefSafeSun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. ReefSafeSun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Are you ready to get your groove on?
Yes.
All right, then, let's get started.
This thing I love can't hold a candle to it. This thing I love, I must get down to it. I'm so ready. Diving is the thing I love.
You sound really pretty.
There goes that lady.
And now you're out of control.
She likes scuba radio, but I think I'm going crazy.
What the hell is that?
Cause the only time I see her is when I get my dive gear wet. Was that a mermaid?
So far, this is not blowing my skirt up, gentlemen.
We gotta stay cool, relax for a dip.
Shut up!
With tanks on our backs to beat the heat. Cause we're like, come on. Greg the Dive Master on the mic, we're so ready.
Ready, Greggy.
Cause diving is a thing we love.
Oh, that is so gnarly.
This thing,
I love,
it ties.
Protect, baby.
If you're doing it right.
right. Whale sings, shark dives. You might see cool looking jellyfish. I kinda like it. Cause diving is the thing I love.
I suspect.
Diving is the thing I love.
Yeah, you have some.
Diving is the thing I love.
Issues.
Diving is the thing I love. Yeah.
Work out.
Diving is the thing I love.
I like that song.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio with me. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger. I got to get that right.
One day.
Walt DeMartini from the Gomez Hilton. And, of course, Casey the Tobacco Nut, who is the proprietor at the Tobacco Hut here on the west coast of Florida.
Thank you. Thank you. I do have a message I'd like to get out.
Okay, go ahead. Casey, what is it?
I stumbled across this the other day sitting at the hut.
Yeah.
And Chef Gordon Ramsay does a documentary on shark finning. Goes over to China and really pursues these people. And
right.
It's when you see the documentary and the vast, tons of shark fins, you realize how badly the sharks are being slaughtered.
Yeah.
It is an amazing documentary, and he literally uncovers.
Don't do that, you donkey!
So, yeah, anyway.
That's kind of yells at him like Hell's Kitchen and stuff like that?
Yeah. He kind of yells at some of them, but they, it's amazing.
Okay.
It's amazing, the tonnage.
Yeah.
And the destruction of sharks.
He's actually a big-time diver, Gordon Ramsay is.
What is Bubble Boy doing? Is he spanking that monkey?
He's playing with the monkey.
He's been a very bad monkey.
Which you'll have to check out on Facebook Live. Rachel's from Explorer Ventures in there talking about liveaboard diving while Bubble Boy's playing with a monkey. And I don't know what else to say about that other than I apologize in advance if you see it. But,
must be something to do with those lobster poops you gave him.
Well, there could be a sugar high that Bubble Boy is affected by right now. But, I want to get back to this fish love stuff.
Fish love?
Fish love.
Greg?
Yes.
Excuse me, Greg. I've got one point of information let me throw out to you just in case anybody's interested.
From the Gomez Hilton, Walt says what?
This Tuesday is the beginning of stone crab.
Ooh. So crab love is what you're into. Is that what you're saying, Walt?
Crab love is it.
Yeah.
Walt's got crabs.
Okay. Well,
no, I had them.
Okay, that's a conversation we'll have off the air, boys. But we're talking the stone crab are they're in season.
Wants
then, huh?
More.
Yeah. That's on my list to come down
coming
to
up
Joe's,
on Tuesday.
Right. Joe's stone crab and score some.
Better place to go.
Yeah. Oh, Barry has a better spot. Where, Barry?
Yeah, Everglades City. I told you, you fly into that little airport there, you go to City Seafood, and you get the same stone crabs right from the Gulf, half the price of Joe's.
Wow. Mm. Okay, but you have
only
to add...
the locals know about it.
Yeah, but you have to add the cost of the flight. Price. Yeah, as opposed
you're
to...
You're going to have to come down anyhow, whether you fly or drive.
All right, well, I'll have to get Captain Dennis. Stone crabs. We'll get Captain Dennis from Minnesota to fly down in his Mooney 201. He's planning to do that. We got an adventure plan. But back to the fish love. I want to get this out here because, these folks from the UK that started this campaign a few years ago, which I don't know if it's been very effective. They're trying to draw attention to overfishing by getting celebrities to pose naked with fish.
Dead fish.
Well, I would assume they're dead, yeah. They look, I don't know. They're photos.
No, there's one with Sean Penn in it. And the eyes aren't even in the fish anymore.
Now, Barry, the fact that you drew to that one, I'm not going to judge, but that's interesting.
Thank you, Greg, for pointing that
some,
out.
Thank you. There are some people that should not be naked with a fish.
Oh, so you're not a fan of Sean Penn,
no.
Is what you're saying. No. Yeah, they're equally distributed.
He's a good actor. He's a
between,
great actor.
Between men and women naked with fish.
Oh, sucking up now.
But, it worked for them. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Maybe we need to do something here to promote scuba love. Maybe we need to start doing naked pictures with scuba equipment to make people more interested in becoming scuba divers. For our crew, what we do, we say, look, if you don't join our club and become a scuba diver, we're going to send you naked pictures of ourselves covering up our nether regions with scuba gear. You know, fins, snorkels, you know,
so position scare them into diving?
Yes. Okay. It's kind of a threat, an idle threat, but it could be very effective. Look at us.
Or you why can do buy we do scuba radio? $19.99 and get two. Pay the extra shipping and handling.
Get two what? What do you mean?
$5 gets you two. $5 gets you two.
Two pictures. No, I think it's more of a threat. You know, like, look, if you do not become a certified scuba diver, these pictures are going to be showing up in your email box every week. There's Bubble Boy.
Spammo.
Oh. It could be a huge motivation factor to get more people into our little club of scuba divers. Just another twisted thought from your friendly folks here at Scuba Radio. Hour two on deck. We're going to talk about sunscreen and a big mess down in West Palm Beach. It's happened this past week. That's hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.